Scientists have been receiving reports of dead and dying whales, birds, and small fish in the Aleutian Islands. They think it might be from toxic algae proliferating due to unusually warm ocean temperatures. KUCB's John Ryan reports.
Bruce Wright with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association says all the signs point to the region having a major outbreak of harmful algae. Wright says it could be the algae that caused paralytic shellfish poisoning. The algae that generate domoic acid are another possible culprit. Melissa Good with the University of Alaska Fairbanks has been looking for the microscopic green suspects around Unalaska.
They're a suspected cause for some of the mass deaths we've been seeing, the 10 fin whales that were spotted dead off of Kodiak Island. I know Adak has seen a lot of dead birds. King Cove, I believe False Pass, have been washing up, and we don't know what the causes of that yet either, but in the past, we've seen incidences where sand lance, a little plankton-eating fish, was accumulating these high toxins from these algae in their system. The birds were eating these sand lance, these small forage fish, and were dying. And no one's that I know of is sure yet what happens.
This week, Good has been taking water samples around Unalaska and shipping them off to labs for full analysis. But even just looking in her microscope on Thursday, she found large numbers of the domoic acid algae in one of her recent water samples. She's also sampled the stomach of a stellar sea lion that washed up dead recently on Unalaska's Summer Bay. That's after she shooed away the eagles feasting on the remains.
So I didn't see anything external that looked like a cause of death. Sometimes there's gunshot wounds, ship strikes. You know, those things can be very obvious.
She thinks toxic algae might have killed it. A sea lion that washed up dead last year near here had very high levels of PSP. Standing next to this fresh 10-foot-long carcass, Good says people in the Aleutians should be wary of eating clams or mussels right now.
We just don't know if they're going to be toxic or not. You're taking a lot of risks there.
Crabs don't keep the toxins in their meat, but in their digestive tract. Scientists warn people to remove any dark viscera from crabs before cooking them. Shellfish in King Cove and False Pass recently have tested for twice the level of toxins that the FDA says is safe. Potentially harmful algae are always present in seawater, but it's only when they bloom into dense concentrations that they can cause much harm to the things that eat them. One of the largest harmful algal blooms ever recorded has been taking place this year from California up through British Columbia. Officials in three states have closed beaches to razor clamming and other types of shellfish harvesting. Researchers think the West Coast bloom and recent events in Alaska are related to unusually warm water temperatures. Here's Melissa Good again.
We are seeing large blooms throughout Alaska of different species. When you get warmer water temperatures, they become more prolific. They bloom. You're getting a high concentration of algae.
Good says paralytic shellfish poisoning appears to be getting more common in the Aleutians due to increasing water temperatures. She's waiting for results on her samples for more conclusive answers. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.